The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The story that has been dominating the news recently has, of course, been the Democrats' latest incarnation of going after President Trump and their so-called impeachment inquiry or whatever it is. Just about everybody has come out about this on the Democrat side, including Hillary Clinton appearing on ABC this week talking about that, being asked a little bit about it. Here's what she said.
I know you've said that you support impeachment, but do you have concerns that the Democrats may be overreaching on this?
We don't have concerns about that because I think the evidence concerning Ukraine is so dramatic and irrefutable because it came right out of the White House.
That's it. The evidence is so damning because it came right out of the White House. Tommy Lahren joining us from Fox News to talk a bit about this. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us.
No, I'm happy to be here. It's never a dull moment in this administration, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. You work in the media. You have worked different places. Interesting how the narrative, ABC interviews Hillary Clinton, doesn't even bring up the word Biden or Biden's son or anything about that. It's a very focused narrative. That's one of the games, isn't it, that the media uses in interviewing people, what they omit.
Well, of course. And the fact that they would even have Hillary Clinton on to discuss something as serious as impeachment, given her own family's issues with that very issue. And furthermore, Hillary's own run-ins with lawlessness. I think it's amazing that Hillary could really sit there with a straight face and point fingers at anybody. And the fact that they would give her the credence to come on and talk about a subject like that blows my mind. But again, this is all part of the narrative. The Democrats are licking their chops. They think they finally got him. And once again, this is just a giant waste of time and resources. But the sad thing is low information viewers and voters are taking this in. They're seeing the headlines and many of them are being duped. And it's truly unfair and misleading.
Yeah, apparently some poll numbers saying the nation's now split pretty even on impeach or not impeach, all this going on. You're right, the low information voters. I want to ask you about people like Congressman Adam Schiff. You're here in Southern California. His home district is right here in the Southland. He has been the one who got up there during one of those interviews in his committee where he kind of makes up his own narrative. Afterwards, he says, yeah, it's a parody. But again, the low information voter listened to his telling of the phone call would get a very different impression than what the documents truly showed.
Well, absolutely. And that's the sad thing about where we stand today with the fake news media and something that this president rails against since the day he took office was this misleading information. People just see the word impeachment next to Donald Trump. They think he's done something egregious. They think he's done something impeachable. And that, you know, remains to be seen. We'll let it shake out as we always do. But in regards to Adam Schiff and others, this is all about name ID for them. This is not about the country. This is not about election integrity. This has never been about that with this situation or the Mueller investigation. This has always been about raising their name ID, getting on mainstream media and cable news networks, and being able to tout what they've done to take down a president that they hate. That's what this has always been about. It's so self-indulgent, and it's a disservice to the American people, and certainly the constituents that people like Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, and the rest of them represent, who are really in a state of despair right now, especially in California. They turn a blind eye to us. They don't care about the issues going on, and we have many. They only care about their name ID and their likes and their retweets, and it's really sad.
Yeah, you never hear Adam Schiff talk about homelessness in the county that he represents, that he's in Southern California, do you? You never hear that topic at all.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And none of them discuss it. Even our own governor is talking about impeachment and talking about how Trump is going to lose in California by Civil War proportions. And again, there's so many problems in the state of California that need to be addressed. We're on the verge of declaring a state of emergency over the homelessness crisis. And the solutions that they're putting forward are not solutions at all. And all these representatives can do is sit there and exercise their Twitter fingers and fix their hair for their next CNN interview. It's an embarrassment to California.
But yet that's the narrative that's being told. How did the media get, at least some of it, in the camp for one side or the other? What is in it for them? Is it, I've heard a couple theories. One is that with the internet came the fact that people really didn't have to get their news from the three networks anymore. So there really didn't have to be balanced news anymore. People could get it on their phone anytime, and they follow their tribe. And so the networks, in order to survive, had to choose sides, or they would be irrelevant. Is that theory probably something in play?
Well, of course it is. I mean, really, what these mainstream media networks should be doing, and the blogs and the rest of the alternative media should be doing, is sending Donald Trump a giant fruit basket, because he has kept them afloat for the last 3 years plus. And he's going to continue to do that. But again, we always know that journalists tend to be left-leaning, and it's always just been something that we understand to be true. Research has been done. But with Trump's election, I think the thing that really drove them crazy is that they were all so wrong, that they all looked like giant buffoons when they said that Hillary was going to win. She had a 93% chance of winning. Donald Trump was a clown. Donald Trump was a joker. And they thought, they truly believed Hillary was going to be their president. And when they turned out to be so wrong and looked so foolish, now they have even more of a vendetta against this president because he makes them look ridiculous. And so they're going to do whatever they can to try to satisfy that Trump derangement syndrome, and it's coming at the cost of this country.
Did President Trump do something wrong on that congratulatory phone call when he asked for him to help with an investigation that was being done by the Justice Department, by the way, into some of the loose ends of other things from the past? I mean, the Democrats stop right there and say, oh, you know, it's illegal to investigate anybody who happens to be running. So I guess their view is that you get a pass card and your family gets a pass card and there'll be no investigations if you happen to be a Democrat candidate.
Well, isn't that funny? It's only a Democrat candidate because they have no problem investigating Donald Trump, as we know. But, you know, in regards to the phone call, I'm somebody that can be completely honest, and I talked about it yesterday in my final thoughts on Fox Nation. This whole thing is very frustrating to me. I think it was a poor decision on Donald Trump's part. I don't think he needed to do it. I certainly think that it was investigation worthy, but I don't think that it had to come out of the White House. I don't think it had to come out of President Trump's mouth. I think that other people would have gladly taken up the investigation into Joe Biden, because there's a lot there. There's a lot of smoke there, and where there's smoke, there's fire, and so it needed to be investigated. I'm just fed up with the nonstop witch hunts, and I wish that Donald Trump wouldn't give them so much ammunition, because I think had he not done that, we would sail into 2020 no problem, whereas I still feel very confident in 2020. This is just another hiccup that we don't need and a distraction that we don't need. We just got done with Russia, Russia, Russia. Now we're in Ukraine, 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 and it's frustrating even for Trump supporters.
Well, and the Democrats control the narrative, it seems like, on TV right now. How do Republicans grab that back? Now, I understand in just a couple of weeks, there is going to be another report coming out that kind of does the search into what actually happened, you know, in some of this Russia investigation. That could counter it. There's one theory that all this is ratcheted up by the Democrats to help counter that.
Again, I just was back and forth in these meetings to have meetings and inquiries to have inquiries on impeachment and discussions and committee investigations and six subcommittees investigating. And to me, it's just such a disservice to the American people. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to do two things. It's going to give Democrats something that they believe they can hang their hats on because they have no plans and policies and they're really grasping at straws, hoping that this is their big chance. But on the flip side of that, you're going to see, I think, Trump supporters who are going to dig in, and they're going to say, we're tired of watching our president being harassed and torpedoed and railroaded, and we're going to stick by his side because we truly believe in what he's done for this country. So I see it going both ways. I know the Democrats think that this is their opportunity to take 2020 and to take both houses of Congress. I don't necessarily see it that way because they've seen, you know, every time they go after this president, every time they go after Neil Gorsuch or Brett Kavanaugh, the Trump support seems to grow because we don't like the railroading and the torpedoing and the fake news. So I don't know if the Democrats should be as confident as they seem to be right now.
All right. I want to jump to a Southern California issue, homelessness. You alluded to it earlier about the being on the cusp of having a state of emergency declared. We had some from the Trump administration come to town. You're out here. You saw the liberal news media reaction. There was a lot of microphones picking up people complaining about the Trump administration. Some chanting in San Francisco that Trump and the housing secretary, they're responsible for the homelessness. What's going on with that? You can't even get a homeless story in without a blame game going on something that's happened long before Trump ever became president.
That's the most laughable thing I have ever heard, and there are a lot of laughable things in this state, but to blame our homeless crisis on Donald Trump is truly delusional and amazing to me. But look, the state solution, whether to declare a state of emergency or not, and not to say it's not a crisis because it is, but they seem to think, and the Democrats seem to think, that the solution in this state in every possible way is to throw money at the problem and hope that it works. And besides just throwing money at the problem, another thing that they want to do is they want to start building homeless facilities and shelters in people's neighborhoods and backyards that really don't want them there for good reason. And they're going to try to make that impossible for us not in my backyard folks to submit environmental reviews and other things and other lawsuits to prevent those shelters from being erected in their backyards and their neighborhoods. And again, this is just showing no compassion for the everyday hardworking Californian who pays taxes, works hard, pays a whole lot in property tax, and now has to be subjected not only to homeless people stretched out across their sidewalks, freeways, interstates, and in tent cities, but now they want to build homeless shelters, you know, in their neighborhoods that they pay a lot of money to live in. So end of the day, California does not fix its problems through liberal policy. It's not going to fix its problems through felon coddling, which is another thing the state likes to do. But we spent $619 million in Los Angeles alone last year on the homeless crisis. And what did that get us? Absolutely nowhere. So to think that just throwing millions more at the problem is going to solve it, I'm sorry. That remains to be seen. I don't think that that's going to be the solution. It just makes Democrats feel like they're doing something, and it's really easy to spend our money doing it.
Certainly is. Tommy Lauren is with us. We on this program have done a series over the past year called At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis, and you know, we've gone to Skid Row. We've spent time on the streets looking at the problem and the rules and laws that have allowed them to stay there have not been good for them. There have been some in the liberal wing out there in the courts and the decisions that seem to say to our homeless, you know, they have a right to live like this. This is a choice. We can't make them go anywhere. And what has it given us? It has given us needles and feces and disease and health concerns. I mean, this has been a real bad problem, but it's not getting solved, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. And you're exactly right. I mean, I think people look at the homeless crisis in Los Angeles and all of us, we feel empathy for these people. But I think we need to take a real hard look at the problem. And like you said, we need to realize that some of these people truly are down in their luck. Some of these people truly are veterans. And for those people, we certainly feel horrible for and we want to help and we want to get them back on their feet. But there's also a segment of the homeless population that does view it as a lifestyle, that views their drug addiction and their sleeping in people's yards and their needles and their feces and living in cars. They view that as a lifestyle. And because we live in Southern California, it's a rather comfortable one. And that's a part of the problem as well. We don't want to truly take a look at the problem and say some people are exploiting this, some people are exploiting the system. They don't truly want to get help. They don't truly want to help themselves. There's a lack of personal responsibility, and that's something that nobody wants to admit. But if you look around, to me, it's quite evident. And I, of course, I feel so horribly for the ones that truly are homeless and they really want to find a way out and they really want to work and they want to pick themselves up by the bootstraps. But you know, for every one of those there are, I happen to think that there are probably five or six more who, quite frankly, are pretty happy with their lifestyle right now, or at least it's working for them. They have no need to change it.
Tommy Lauren, we see you on Fox News, see you on Fox Nation. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to save California and we got to save this country. So one step at a time.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.